Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish.
Welcome to the Coffee Break Spanish Show. Yo soy Anabel.
Y yo soy Concha.
¿Qué tal, Concha?
Muy bien. ¿Cómo estás tú, Anabel?
Yo muy bien y muy contenta. In these weekly episodes, we bring you something interesting and help you to improve your Spanish one coffee break at a time.
Eso es. So if you're watching us, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you're listening to us, also subscribe to our podcast feed on whatever platform you use to listen to us.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Creo que en este episodio we have something interesting.
Exacto. ¿De qué vamos a hablar, Anabel?
Vamos a hablar de sufijos. We are going to be talking about suffixes.
Ah, perfecto. Tengo muchas ganas.
Sí, pues vamos entonces.
Vamos.
Bueno, he preparado, I have prepared this episode kind of like with some games, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to challenge you and also the learners and try to do these, these games. Okay, we are going to see some suffixes. The first one is going to be mente, okay? Mm-hmm. That is to form adverbs, as you know.
Uh-huh, exacto. So that would be the equivalent to li in English, right?
Uh-huh, so easily, mm-hmm. fácilmente, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if it ends in li, then we have mente in Spanish. They are easy to form because just like in English, we have easy and then easily. So we have an adjective. We take that adjective and then add form, the feminine form of that adjective, and then add mente.
Uh-huh.
One example could be, easily, fácil, fácilmente. Fácil doesn't change in gender. But another example that you can think of?
Okay, so for example, if I use the adjective afortunado, mm-hmm. then I form the feminine afortunada, and then I add the suffix afortunadamente.
Which means fortunately.
Exacto.
Okay, perfecto. Easy, right?
Muy bien. Yeah, so far. Yeah.
Okay, so my challenge for you and also for you is that you're going to have 10 seconds and try to write as many words in Spanish and English, like working this out. If the adverb ends in li in English, just try to do it in Spanish, starting from that adjective.
Okay, okay.
Okay,
sí,
everything
perfecto.
Clear?
Sí, right. Sí.
Okay.
Estoy preparada.
Perfecto. So 10 seconds and the 10 seconds start now.
Vale.
Y tiempo.
Ay, vale. Okay.
¿Qué tal, Concha?
Muy bien, muy bien. I have a couple.
Okay, excellent. So, let's see.
Vale, perfecto. La primera es ligeramente. Okay, so I took the adjective ligero, mm-hmm. from the feminine, and then added the suffix, ligeramente. And that means lightly.
Perfecto, sí, muy bien.
Bien, perfecto. Vale, y tengo otra que es cálidamente.
Me encanta.
Which means warmly.
Uh-huh.
So I took the adjective cálido, formed the feminine, and then added the suffix, cálidamente.
Excelente. ¿Y con la tilde?
Sí, sí, sí. I didn't forget the accent. So it has an accent on the first A, cálidamente.
Excellent. Muy bien.
Vale. Y tengo una más.
Ah, bueno.
Vale. Esta es simplemente.
Uh-huh.
So simplemente means simply. And I formed this word by taking the adjective simple, uh-huh. which means simple. And it doesn't change in masculine and feminine, so it stays the same, simple. And then I turn that into an adverb by adding mente. So, simplemente, simply.
Pues estupendo. Muchas gracias por esos ejemplos. And I hope you have like performed as well as Concha. Now I have another challenge, and that means that I have another suffix to learn. And this one is going to be that, D-A-D in Spanish, which can come from itty, I-T-Y in English. Uh-huh. We'll see this with an example. So in English we say positivity, and in Spanish we are going to have positividad. Okay. And another nice thing about this is that in Spanish, as you know, Concha, when a word ends in that, is going to be feminine.
Exacto. Eso es. Muy fácil.
Eso es. So we don't need to be like wondering if it's masculine or feminine, it's going to be feminine. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now that we know this, positivity becomes positividad, let's try this with another 10 seconds. Okay.
Vale.
Estupendo. So, tiempo ahora. Y ya está. Lo siento, Concha.
Vale, no, perfecto. Tengo algunos ejemplos.
Muy bien, pues, ¿qué tienes?
Vale, entonces, el primero que tengo es festividad.
Ay, me encanta.
Sí, which would be festivity.
Eso es, o festivity, festividad. Muy
Exacto.
bien.
Otro que tengo es caridad.
Ay, me encanta.
Sí, caridad es charity.
Ajá, muy bien. And the spelling there also changes a little bit because we have charity and in Spanish is caridad, which means that it's all with a C-A, caridad.
Exacto.
Muy bien.
Tengo otro.
Ajá.
Que es natividad.
Ay, fíjate. For me, natividad, I don't know about you, but it's more of a, like a name. Like a woman's name, no?
Yeah, it means nativity, but it can also be used as a name, like Concha, natividad.
Ay, estupendo. Y unas palabras así muy festivas. Así que me encanta. Muchas gracias, Concha.
Nada.
So now I have one last challenge. Vale. And this one is easy, but I think it's fun. We are going to be talking about ito, ita, itos, itas. Mm-hmm. That is simply, like, it's just used to talk, like to say that something is small or cute. So if we want to say that it's a small house, then it's casa, it's house. So small house, casita. Casita also means, like, it can be that it's a small, but also something else, Concha?
Something that is, like, very homey, like casita, very cute, like, mi casita, my home.
Eso es. So this happens with almost any noun. If we want to say, you know, it's a small mesa, small table, then it's mesita.
Eso es.
And it can also be cute, okay?
Eso es.
So... easy?
Yeah, I'm ready for a challenge.
Okay, so we're going to have another 10 seconds and, el tiempo empieza ya.
Vamos.
Tiempo.
Vale.
Bueno, vale. ¿Qué tienes?
Tengo algunas palabras, sí,
vale.
Muchos ejemplos. En este caso es tacita.
Oh, sí. Like sí. Little mug.
Exacto. Comes from the word taza. And there is a little bit of a change in spelling as well because of the pronunciation. That set is now así.
Mm-hmm.
So tacita.
Muy bien. Estupendo.
Vale.
And do you have another one?
Sí, tengo otro.
A ver.
Este es arbolito.
Oh, like Exacto. arbolito festivo, ¿no?
Exacto, like arbolito navideño, like Christmas tree. But a small Christmas tree. Arbolito. Mm-hmm.
Eso es. And arbolito comes from árbol, which is also masculine. And
Exacto.
that's why here we have arbolito.
Eso es.
Pues muchísimas gracias, Concha, por estos ejemplos y gracias a vosotros también. Remember that these are only some examples of suffixes, but of course there are more. And probably we can cover them in a different time, in a different episode.
Yes, I think we have learned a lot for today.
No, sí. Así que muy bien hecho a todos vosotros.
Eso es.
Bueno, so I hope you have enjoyed this lesson. Thank you very much. And remember that if you want a written version of this episode and have a look at the examples and further notes, then you can go to our blog post. The link is in the description of this episode.
Eso es. And if you'd like to get more help with your Spanish, you can get our regular free email lessons. You can get this by visiting coffeebreaklanguages.com/Spanish. And yeah, just look out for our next mini lesson in your inbox.
Well, this was the last episode of this season, but we'll be back soon with more content from Coffee Break Spanish. So stay tuned and remember to subscribe.
Eso es. Por ahora, hasta la próxima.
And happy coffee breaking.
Y felices fiestas.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.